On page 969 in your pew Bible. Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. O Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to my cry for mercy. If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness. Therefore you are feared. I wait for the Lord, my soul waits. And in his word I put my hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than watchmen wait for the morning, more than watchmen wait for the morning. O Israel, put your hope in the Lord, for with the Lord is unfailing love, and with him is full redemption. He himself will redeem Israel from all their sins. And your next reading is in Romans 8, that's 6 through 11, and that's found on page 1756. Life Through the Spirit is the title of it. The mind of sinful man is death, but the mind controlled by the Spirit is life and peace. The sinful mind is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so. Those controlled by the sinful nature cannot please God. You, however, are controlled not by the sinful nature, but by the Spirit. If the Spirit of God lives in you, and if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to Christ. But if Christ is in you, your body is dead because of the sin, yet your spirit is alive because of righteousness. And if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who lives in you. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thank you, God.
And now I will turn it over to Pastor Jeff.
This morning, we're going to read from the Old Testament. In the book of Ezekiel, chapter 37. Listen as I read verses 1 through 14, the valley of dry bones. The hand of the Lord was upon me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me in the middle of the valley, and it was full of bones. Well, he led me back and forth among them, and I saw a great many bones on the floor of the valley, bones that were very dry. He asked me, Son of man, can these bones live? Well, I said, O sovereign Lord, you alone know. And then he said to me, prophesy to these bones and say to them, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. This is what the sovereign Lord says to these bones. I will make breath enter you, and you will come to life. I will attach tendons to you and make flesh come upon you and cover you with skin. I will put breath in you, and you will come to life. And then you will know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I was prophesying, there was a noise, a rattling sound, and the bones came together, bone to bone. And I looked, and tendons and flesh appeared on them, and skin covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, prophesy to the breath, prophesy, son of man, and say to it, this is what the sovereign Lord says. Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe into these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath entered them, and they came to the life, and they stood up on their feet, a vast army. Well, then he said to me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They say our bones are dried up, and our hope is gone, we are cut off. Therefore prophesy and say to them, this is what the sovereign Lord says. O my people, I am going to open your graves and bring you up from them. I will bring you back from the land of Israel. Then you will be my people and will know that I am the Lord. And when I open your graves and bring you up from them, I will put my spirit in you and you will live and I will settle you in your own land. Then you will know that I, the Lord, have spoken and I have done it, declares the Lord. Praise God. Let's pray together. Father, we do thank you for how we have the opportunity to read your word, to study your word, to know that you are with us this morning, and you'll help us in our time here together to know your will, to follow you wherever you lead. Be with us in all things, for we do pray through Jesus, your Son. Amen. So whenever I read this passage, I always want to start to sing, "Them bones, them bones, them dry bones, them bones, them bones, them dry bones." You all know it, right? You all learned this when you were probably in Sunday school times. I thought about asking the choir to do it and do a little dance on their way down, but probably wouldn't have been right for the choir to be dancing in church on Sunday morning. But did you learn for me?
I didn't practice it.
You didn't practice it?
But I'll try.
You'll try. Let's see. Them bones, them bones, them dry bones, them bones, them bones, them dry bones, them bones, them bones, them dry bones. Now hear the word of the Lord. Amen, right? That's what we ought to be doing, right? All right. Good job. Good job. Thank you.
No problem.
So anyway, as we thought about that, this passage of scripture really ought to make us dance, shouldn't it? I got thinking about it, and I got thinking about how this story needs to be opened up to us, how we can get really, how can reveal what we're supposed to do in life. And then I got thinking about what the psalmist wrote, the beginning of what the psalmist wrote, what we read in Psalms 130. Because he wrote, he said, said, out of the depths I cried to you, O Lord. O Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to my cry for mercy. If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand? His bones are dry. He needed something, didn't he? In Romans 8:6, Paul reminded his reader, says, the mind of a sinful man is death. In other words, he's trying to tell us, in the minds of a sinful man, he's in Death Valley. What? He's in the valley of dry bones. There's no life, sir. I mean, have you ever been in the valley of dry bones? Maybe you are today. And you're lying next to someone who's dead to you. Your relationship has died. It's just dry bones. Or maybe you go to work and you're surrounded by dry bones because you're not happy with the work you're doing, or you don't take pleasure in it, or those around you. It just feels like this is not what I aspire to do in my life. Think about our relationship with your kids or with your children. Sometimes it's times we get separated because of dry bones. You lose those relationships. This is where we find ourselves many times. I look around here, I see way too many bald heads and gray hair. We're in a world of dry bones because too many times it seems like we're sitting in a doctor's office. This old age stuff is not for sissies. But dry bones are all around us. And as I thought about this, this scripture where he talks about these dry bones and how Ezekiel, he looks around, he sees all these dry bones, and he sees how the temple at that time had been devastated, and his people had been killed. How is he going to bring them all back to life? They've all been scattered all across the world. How is God going to bring all this back? How is he going to bring life to them? But he does.
But come to find out, what was about 18,000 of those deaths weren't really people dead. But they were just considered dead. So I'm reading this story, and then it goes on and talks about this woman, this 52-year-old mom. All of a sudden, she's getting notices from the bank that her car payment wasn't being made. She's getting her landlords raising all kinds of things, saying, "You owe me money. Your money, your checks haven't come in." And she's writing the checks out, and they're bouncing all over the place. So she goes down to the bank, goes in the bank, and says to the bank manager, "I want to know what's going on with my account." Bank manager, he opens it up. He says, "Well, lady, your disability checks have been stopped because you're dead." Can you imagine that? Being considered dead. Said the only way you can get it started again is to prove that you're alive. Yeah, what a stupid question. But you know, that's really what goes on here in church. We have a hard time distinguishing between who's dead and who's alive. We have dry bones. In verses 1-7, he wrote, "I waited for the Lord, and my soul waits, and in his word I put my hope. My soul waits for the Lord, more than the watchmen wait for the morning, more than the watchmen wait for the morning. O Israel, put your hope in the Lord, for the Lord is an unfailing love. His redemption is full." Paul wrote, "Those controlled by the sinful nature cannot please God. You, however, are controlled not by the sinful nature, but by the Spirit. And if the Spirit of God lives in you, and if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to Christ. But if Christ is in you, your body is dead because of sin, yet your spirit is alive because of righteousness. And if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who lives in you." You know what God calls us to do? When he breathes life back into you, when he raises us from the dead, he doesn't want us to leave here and have our bones just rattling out the door. He wants it to be covered with new flesh, with tendons, with muscles and skin, so that we might go out to the world and let others know that I've been raised from the dead. I was in the valley of dry bones. I'm certain we've all been there at one point in our lives. And if we haven't, at this point, we will someday. Don't let your life become dry bones. Breathe into it that life from Christ has given to us in all that we do to be to his will. It's all good news. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Them bones, them bones, them dry bones, them bones, them bones, them dry bones, them bones, them bones, them dry bones. Now hear the word of the Lord. Praise God. Praise God for what he's done for us.